Welcome to Dysfunctional Podcast. I am Jesus Figueroa at DysfunctionalDysfunctional.com. And today I'm bringing you an interview I did with Johnny Briones, who will be a contestant on Fox's Superhuman. The unscripted Fox competition series Superhuman has kicked off with actor Cal Penn hosting and bringing his comedic commentary, along with the insightful panel of judges that includes an iconic boxer and entertainer, Mike Tyson, Latina singer and actress, Cristina Milian, and neurosurgeon Dr. Raul John Dial.
So give me a little rundown on Superhuman and how you got involved with it.
So I think the people from Superhuman, they, I guess, kind of noticed me because I'm the youngest American Grandmaster of Memory. I earned that title at the age of 19 when I went to the World Memory Championship in England. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I kind of did stuff there, and then I went to China. I did a game show in China, USA versus China, which was pretty cool overall. I had to memorize cow patterns, you know, the black and white spots inside of the cow. And so I think, you know, doing all that different stuff, I grabbed the attention of the producer from Superhuman, you know, because they're like, man, this guy, he could do a lot of crazy things with his memory.
Yeah.
And so I think that's how I got involved with Superhuman, how they actually found me. And the Superhuman experience was pretty cool overall, too.
How did you first realize that you had a great memory like that?
Well, the truth is, I never had a great memory. I had an average memory, to put it.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in school, you know, I was a valedictorian, student of the year, presidential scholar. So you would think, man, this guy just has a knack for school. You know, he's really good at school. It comes easy for him.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not true at all. You know, I bust my butt every single day studying all the time, you know, trying to keep my grades up, trying to get perfect scores. And what happened was I was so stressed out and worried about my grade
mm-hmm.
that I made myself sick every single day before I went to school for 3 years. And I couldn't eat breakfast. That's how sick I made myself. Because I was so worried about missing a point on the homework assignment, missing a point on the quiz or test.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought to myself, you know, there has to be another way. I can't, you know, go into college doing this and being sick every single day. And then my brother showed me, and he was talking to me about these memory competitions where these people memorize a whole bunch of information in a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, how is that possible? These people are geniuses or something, you know? They're like savants. But these people were saying that there's nothing special about them. Anyone could do it. And so when I first heard of that, I'm like, baloney. Not everyone can do this, you know? They're just saying that, I don't know, to get, like, attendance to uh-huh. competition. But then one day I sat down. I still remember perfectly. I sat down in the middle of my room, created my card system, and I memorized my first deck of cards in 30 minutes. And I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I was like, man, I'm going to become a grandmaster of memory, break records, you know, do all these things. And then from that point on, I started training. And when I went to college, that's when I went to my first competition, the USA Memory Competition. And I believe I got fourth place at that competition. And I was just blown away by, you know, how far I pushed my memory. You know, every day I would spend hours training, memorizing cards, numbers, words, faces, names, until, you know, I developed a fantastic memory.
Wow, that's impressive. So knowing that, how did you prepare for Superhuman?
Oh, man, Superhuman. So when I first learned about my challenge, I was like, okay, you know, I was trying to work out any of the surprises that could happen. You know, like, what if this happened? You know, what if this happened? So try to really know what my challenge was. And then up until the actual shooting of my episode, I would trade, like 1 or 2 hours a day, just kind of drilling it over and over and over again. But I would mix it up sometimes. Sometimes, you know, I would take as long as I needed in order to get all the information down. Other times when I was training, I would go for speed. How fast can I memorize everything? And so it would go very quickly. And so I would, kind of change up my training, get some people to help me, like my mom to help me kind of get that audience atmosphere going. Because when you train by yourself, it's kind of easy because no one's there. There's no mm-hmm. pressure. If you mess up, only you know, but if you have someone in front of you, you're like, man, if I mess up, this person's going to think I'm a liar. You know, I told them I could do this.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't go through it, they're like, Yeah, I knew he didn't have a good memory. And so I just kind of spent, you know, a lot of time training every single day for my challenge on the show.
When you were on Superhuman, or when you filmed your episode, what was the biggest pressure?
I think the biggest pressure was, you know, accomplishing my challenge, not for myself, not for the prize money or anything like that. It was for my mom, because this was the first, first event she ever went to where I was doing something with my memory. She didn't see me when I went to China because she got sick with the autoimmune disease. She was supposed to go, but she got sick with that, so she couldn't go to China. She didn't see me at my USA competitions, when I went to California for a competition, England. And so I just wanted to, you know, make my mom proud by, you know, nailing my challenge and showing her, you know, all this training, all this weird, crazy stuff I was doing that she didn't understand, mm-hmm. had some sort of purpose that, you know, it got me to Superhuman.
That's awesome, Mom. So how did you feel actually having your mom there and having her see you doing this event for the first time?
I felt, you know, filled with joy, overwhelmed, because she was seeing me in my element. You know, this was my domain. And so having her there, you know, because she's still sick with the autoimmune disease, but mm-hmm. having her share that memory, it was just a whole experience of going to California, staying in a hotel, going to Universal Studio Walk, doing all those things, you know, with her. You know, that meant more than any amount of money, any amount of titles, championships, because I was spending time with my mom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's just what probably meant the most to me out of everything, you know. And to this day, you know, I'd rather spend time with my mom than have $10 million or $1 billion. Because my mom's not going to be around forever, so money's always going to be there. And so that's, you know, having her there just meant the world to me.
For anybody who wants to try and, you know, build up their memory, what advice would you give them?
So the first advice is believing that you can improve your memory. That's probably the biggest barrier when I help people improve their memory. They don't believe they could do it. You know, it seems kind of crazy that they actually have this amazing memory. So the first thing is believing that you can actually do it. The second thing is use your imagination. Whatever you're trying to learn, try to make a story out of it. Make some sort of images out of it, because that's going to help make it stick a lot longer and it could be more memorable. Because you're actually using your imagination, your creativity. So, for example, if you're memorizing someone's name, what you're going to do is you're going to change their name into an image of some sort. And then you're going to stick that image on a characteristic on their face. So say if you met someone named John, and maybe John has like a bigger nose. That's the first thing you notice. So change the name into an image. John, I picture a toilet, right? Use the John. Mm-hmm. And so I have this toilet. And so I would imagine a toilet coming out of his nose. And so the next time I see John, I'm like, wait, his nose? Oh, I see a toilet coming out of his nose. Toilet John. His name is John. And so we use your imagination, makes it so much more memorable, and you have fun picturing these weird, crazy stories. You know, you've seen a toilet on someone's face. Personally, I think that's pretty funny. And maybe John wouldn't think that's funny, but that's why you always keep what you picture. Secret.
Check out Superhuman on Fox Mondays at 9/8 Central. Check out more of my stuff at dysfunctional.com. Listen to more of my interviews here on audioboom.com/channel/dysfunctional or subscribe on iTunes. Follow me on social media at dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and dysfunctional on Snapchat.